The following pre-recorded program paid for by Apartment Water Solutions, LLC does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff, management, or ownership of this station.
Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning into Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I am your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who is an expert on today's topic. And today we are discussing the topic of trending amenities in multifamily and how to promote them. Joining me in the studio is multifamily technology expert Travis Street, president and CEO of CTS Complete Technology Solutions. Welcome, Travis.
Hey, thanks, Paul.
So, Travis, you told me when we were preparing for the show that you recently went to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas and saw a lot of different things featured there that could apply to multifamily. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'd love to. So the Consumer Electronics Show is a massive show with a bunch of industries, actually all the industries in the world that will have all of their leading technologies that they promote there. And we go there to try to look and see what some of the leading and cool technologies that are going on that we can apply for multifamily. And while we're there, we saw a lot of cool stuff. There's a lot of IoT, Internet of Things vendors that are starting to promote their technologies throughout the country. And because there's a lot of them there, we wanted to kind of focus more on things that are not so common that you'd see that we could apply to the multifamily industry. And one of the first things we saw was this booth that they had it's a cooktop that is totally. And again, we have a YouTube channel, and if you go to our YouTube channel, you can actually see the video, and I encourage the listeners to check it out. It's youtube.ctsglobaltech.com, and you can see this. And the cooktop was, it looked like your normal cooktop you'd see on a stovetop, but it is actually a digital display. So, it was probably close to a 65-inch, like, plasma screen, well, or LED display, but it's actually laying flat on the surface and it's embedded into this countertop. But what was cool about it was that you can actually take a pan and set it on top of the cooktop, and there is a digital display that's built into it, and you can actually cook on this thing. And it uses this technology called inductive charging. Mm-hmm. It's a technology that was invented by Nikola Tesla many, many years ago, and it'll sense the pan that's on this cooktop, and then you can actually, with the digital display, you can actually turn it on and start cooking. But the cool thing is you can actually pick your zones that you can cook, and you can even pull up like a instructional video on how to cook something or watch a movie while you're cooking as well.
Really, on the same display?
On the same display,
wow.
Too. Yeah. Yeah. And around the display on the actual countertop, there's the whole thing is set up so that way you can actually set a device like a let's say you've got a blender or you've got a coffee maker, you can actually set it on there. And if it's configured with the same wireless technology, it'll actually start working right off the spot. It doesn't use any wires.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And so basically, if someone were going to put this into a multifamily property, they would end up with a flat screen laying on, I mean, it would be built into the counter. And it just makes it looks like it's a cooktop.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And so if they're in the mood to actually cook, they can cook on it. Or if they just want to have it as a meeting space, you know, just to kind of hang out and watch a movie while they're having cocktails, they can do that. And if they decide they want to start cooking, they just tap the screen and they just set the pan on there and they start cooking away.
Wow.
Yeah, so interesting stuff.
And is that something that is... I know when you go to these shows, there's probably a lot that are kind of prototypes that haven't really been in development? Is this something that's already being in production? Or
this is still in development. I'd say this is something that we'll probably see in the next 5 to 10 years, actually put into apartments. But again, it's just another example of using wireless to charge things. And for me, it's a really neat technology that I think we're going to start seeing a lot more in communities.
And so what are some other things? I know you mentioned wireless power.
So another cool innovation that we saw was the ability to actually power devices from a light fixture. The example that they had of this display was a model train set, and 5 feet above that model train set, there was this fixture that it looked just like a regular light. However, it was emitting an infrared power to this train set so it can power it. But as far as other uses, though, you could have portable countertops with embedded chargers built into it, and it would then feed that power to it. So you could literally have an apartment with these fixtures around, and you can power devices anywhere you want to in the apartment.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, is that something that is in development?
I think it's something that we're going to see here in the next 5 to 10 years. You're going to see it actually in the mainstream.
All right. Yeah. And then you had the interactive fitness game.
So another cool thing that we saw was interactive fitness devices that you could use for a gym if you wanted to. And this was neat because this was it looked like a BOSU ball. A bouncy ball that's like cut in half. However, it's the size of a person though. And the way this thing works is that you actually would sit on top of it or stand on it or straddle it. And there was a iPad device that would be attached to it. And you could actually play brick breaker game. Mm-hmm. You know, where you have to like hit a ball that goes up and down and you move the little paddle around. Well, you become the paddle using this device, and you can use your body movements to try to break the bricks. But there's also like fitness challenges too built into it. So you could do a challenge where you have to like move it in like so many seconds to beat a goal if you want to. So and there's a lot of other ones too that used like VR headsets that had the same kind of concept where you have to use your core body to balance and achieve certain goals, or just if you want to fly around like Superman, you can do that as well. So it's just really neat, just the advancements that they've had in these technologies for fitness equipment. And I think that we're going to start seeing that more in gyms of the futures and clubhouse gyms.
So you've used a couple of terms so far, and I want to make sure for the benefit of our listeners that they understand. You said IoT, which is
Internet of Things.
And define that.
Okay, so Internet of Things means that you've got like a smart plug, or you've got a smart light bulb, or you may have a sensor that can detect if you've gone into the room and it'll automatically turn on the lights. All those little devices, they connect to the internet in some fashion or form. And that's why they call it the Internet of Things, because it's not a traditional type of internet device like a router or a switch or a computer, but they are now part of the ecosystem of a modern network, especially a home network or an apartment community.
And then the other thing you mentioned was VR headsets. What is that?
Yeah, that's a virtual reality.
Okay.
And so that technology allows you to immerse yourself into a virtual landscape. So when you put the headset on, you feel like that you're somewhere else, and it can be a totally surreal experience too when you use one for the first time, because you can actually see your hands in a virtual environment, and if you're wearing gloves, you can actually interact with the virtual objects that are in that environment.
And okay, and so you also were telling me about a type of a fitness game where they use a projector.
Yeah, and so projection interactivity is another big thing that we're starting to see, and the concept is that you have a typical traditional projector that shoots an image onto either it can be onto a wall or it can be on the floor. However, when you step into this projection, it recognizes you and you can interact with the image that's on that screen or on the wall or on the floor. So in this case, it was a game where it was being projected onto the wall, and you had a challenge where you had a volleyball and you had to throw it at the wall, and on the wall there were certain targets you had to hit, and they moved around, and so you had to constantly keep hitting that. And the challenge was you can play with a friend to see how many times you can hit that target as it was moving around, but it would actually detect as you moved where you're at and where the ball was at.
Yeah, okay. That's so all these devices and all this technology, from the standpoint of a multifamily implementation, mm-hmm. Where do you see that going? What's the benefit to the multifamily property?
Well, I think it attracts the younger generations of the millennials. I think that the traditional, for example, traditional clubhouse design, you know, where you have your normal fitness center, you walk in, you've got your normal gym equipment. I think this is going to ultimately replace that, because I think it's going to be more engaging for residents to be able to use, and it's going to give them more of a, more of a challenging experience when they go to the mm-hmm. gym.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Multifamily properties' water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of trending amenities in multifamily and how to promote them. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is multifamily technology expert Travis Street, president and CEO of CTS Complete Technology Solutions. Before we jump back into the conversation, I want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Travis, you're working with specific clients that you have already on some amenities that they're using with technology and new technology in apartments. And I know, and we did a show previously where we discussed a little bit about 5G. Technology. Let's talk about that. Why don't you define that for our listeners and how it's going to affect the multifamily business?
Yeah, sure. So 5G is the next revolution for wireless internet connectivity that is going to replace 4G, which is a cellular-based internet service that is available for homes and also for apartment communities. The advantage of 5G is that you have higher bandwidth and higher availability as well, and it can actually replace your traditional common internet connections that you would have in a community. For example, a lot of communities offer just your coax internet service, mm-hmm. you know, through like your Comcast or another provider like that. You could also do fiber as well. However, in some areas, you may have limitations on getting fiber to your building, or the provider may not have coax or a good great for the coax. So 5G, because it's it has the same high bandwidth speeds as your other traditional types of internet services, such as fiber and coax, it's becoming more mainstream and more widely accepted for apartment communities and also for student housing as well. We actually have a client that's actually building a new property, and we have the dilemma that we can't get the cabling in for that property, and so we're now looking at alternative options, and I think 5G is going to be the way to do that, because we can just put a unit in every apartment and have them connect wirelessly in that apartment and have access for whatever they want to. They can play games, they can stream Netflix, and it's going to be at the same high speeds they would have if they did a cable internet service.
So is 5G replacing the 4G?
Yeah, 5G is replacing it, and the fact that there's going to be different equipment that's going to be used for it. And also, it's also unlimited too, which is nice, because with 4G internet, there's typically a bandwidth, a data cap on it, so it's not truly unlimited where you go. And it's nice because it's going to be available now on like mobile phones and even laptops too. You can get the radio and just buy the service for it.
Do you think 4G will be obsolete at some point where they won't be offering that?
At some point, but it's going to be a while. I mean, just like all technologies, it slowly gets phased out. I mean, I remember when 3G was the rage, and then they replaced 3G with 4G, and 5G will be the same way too.
So with your clients, even though it's on its way, it's in its infancy right now, how are you advising your multifamily clients? To get prepared for it, to investigate it. I'm sure you're helping them with that. But what kind of message are you giving to your multifamily property owners?
Yeah, well, the first thing is see if it's in the area, because right now they're still rolling it out nationwide, and there's certain markets that they have it in and there's certain markets that they don't. So if you have it in the market, then it's worthwhile to have a discussion, and also to see if there is a way to do a bulk agreement too with a provider that's doing 5G, whether it's through Verizon or Singular or Sprint. And if they do, you may be able to get some rebates for the property if you mm-hmm. sign a deal across the whole property to promote the service.
Okay, let's talk about smart amenities from the standpoint of the different choices for IoT or Internet of Things solutions, if I have that correct.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So apartment owners have the option of providing smart amenities to their tenants. And it's a good way to attract, especially the younger generations that's used to having automated features and technologies in their apartments. If they want to be able to walk up and with their smartphone, if they want to open up an app and then turn on the lights, or if they want to change the temperature, it's a really cool amenity to be able to offer. There's a plethora of providers now that provide IoT. So my suggestion is that if a community is interested in doing that, or if it's a new development, really shop around and look and see who the providers are, because they're not all created equal. The biggest thing that I always suggest that is any kind of provider you go with, you want to make sure that they've got a solution in place that's easy to manage, that it's not going to fall on your leasing staff that has to deal with it all.
Right.
You know, you want to make sure that it's something that that the company is going to be able to support. And also, too, another important question to ask is, things change. You know, what happens if the IoT technology gets outdated? Will they replace it? Are you going to have to pay extra for it or to replace it? Good questions to ask.
And I would imagine that that's the reason why you're there,
mm-hmm.
is to help them get the answers to those questions.
Yes, yes.
And to also, because I'm knowing a lot of the companies that do multifamily all over the country, property or companies of different sizes may have an IT department,
mm-hmm.
but then there's others that don't,
mm-hmm.
and they cannot be an expert to the extent that you're an expert on these types of things. So obviously, if any of our listeners are working with companies that don't have an IT department, a dedicated IT department, and you've got questions, you need to call an expert like mm-hmm. yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can help them guide them through the process and help them vet the potential IoT vendors as well, because we have a lot of experience in this space, and we know who's out there, and we know the important questions to ask as well to make sure that you are going to be making the right business decision on this.
So, I get a lot of questions when I'm talking to people about this type of topic, to people in the industry, they're wanting to know, is all this technology that's coming about now, is it something that really needs to be looked at for new development, or can it also be retrofit on existing properties of any class, you know, B, C, A, B, or C?
It absolutely can be retrofitted. And I think that's something important to look at, especially if you're looking to increase the capacity or if you want to promote to a new demographic. Absolutely, it can be. It all depends on the current infrastructure that's in place with the property. And that's something that we'd have to take a look at and evaluate and assess to see, you know, how ready it is to be retrofitted. And then once we figure that out, then, we can work with the vendor, get you a quote to figure out the next steps in the game plan.
Yeah, and so the traditional way of, for instance, when we were talking previously about the 5G technology, the way you would get internet access into apartment properties is through the fiber or the coax cable, and you would hardwire a router to it or whatever it might be. But with the 5G now, the properties aren't necessarily going to have to hardwire throughout their entire
development. They're not. So it's, and especially for new developments, if you plan to really go full in on 5G, you're going to save a lot of costs on the development costs up front because you don't have to run that wiring for that.
Yeah. And so that's something that as people learn more about 5G, they'll need to understand that's the traditional way of doing things. It's not necessarily the way it's going to be in the future.
Exactly.
So let's talk a little bit about green tech and all the stuff that's out there for technology that's helps to be sustainable and green and all that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of options that are out there now, and obviously replacing your light fixtures is one of the most efficient green technologies that's out there, going to LED. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the easiest things, especially if you're looking to retrofit your property, just replacing all the old light bulbs and putting LED lights in there. There's actually a lot of cost-effective smart LEDs that are there now that you when I say smart, they're sort of smart. I mean, they don't require an app to run them, but you can actually like change the lighting tone according to the type of resident that you want. So let's say that you may be marketing to someone from the boomer generation. Well, the research shows that they prefer a different kind of lighting compared to millennial, you know. So that's an easy one too. Wireless charging, that's another big one that actually we're deploying with our clients, especially with new developments. So the wireless charging, it's called Qi charging. If you have a cell phone, most people with modern cell phones have this ability now that you can actually wirelessly charge your phone. Well, we're actually embedding these devices into the countertops of units and also in the clubhouses too. So it just makes it easy. So you walk into the apartment and you want to charge your phone, just set your phone on the countertop and voila, it starts charging.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing that do it, and you've got clients that are interested in that and are
and already doing it as well. So.
That's good. Yeah. Quickly before we go to break, let's talk about the fact that communities are built around experiences and the technology that's involved in that.
Oh sure, yeah, and I think as the apartment market grows, there's different demographics that you're going after, and certain demographics enjoy certain types of experiences. And so for apartments, you can actually set up apartments for, let's say, health centered, you know, so you can actually install what are called smart mirrors into your apartment. So that way, when they walk up to the mirror, it'll actually show their BMI and their heart rate, and they can actually track their physical wellness.
Mm-hmm. So that type of technology, at some point in time, I'm sure when it's out for a while, just like anything else, the prices will come down.
Absolutely will, yeah.
Because when you start adding all these devices in and all the different things into a current build of a new development or a retrofit, it's got to be expensive for the owner. But at some point in time, it's going to come down. It's going to be more affordable. Mm-hmm. And is there a typical time frame that you see that take place, that 5 years in or 3 years in?
I think probably 2 or 3 years in, you'll start seeing the price come down on a lot of the stuff and then make it more affordable.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and today we're discussing the topic of trending amenities in multifamily and how to promote them. I am Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is multifamily technology expert Travis Street, president and CEO of CTS Complete Technology Solutions. I want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S., Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enhanced products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. And Travis, we need to kind of hit on what a lot of people consider the heart of a multifamily property, which is the clubhouse. And how is technology making its way into the clubhouse as far as amenities? What are you seeing out there?
Well, I think the traditional clubhouse is going to be going away here soon. There's still a need for your traditional amenities that you'll see. For example, you'll have a theater room or a theater area where you've got a big TV for people to watch shows. And then also you're going to see your business center where there may be one or two or three computers that the residents can use if they want to print something off or fill out an application or some things like that. But what I'm seeing is that a lot of the modern clubhouses that will be coming out here in the next, actually very near future, you're going to see a lot of more amenities based off of needs or amenities that cater to the students' experiences. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we've got a client up in Michigan that they want to create a clubhouse that really is unique, that could really appeal to their students. It's a student housing development, and so the owner, he's like, "Hey, let's build a YouTube room." I'm like, "Hey, let's do it." And so we actually created a mixed use conference room that is it's actually got a studio built into it, so the students can come in and they can actually record a YouTube videos, or if they want to do like video blogging, they can do something like this. They've got a green screen set up in the background, and we put in a lighting gantry, and we've got a computer with a webcam as well. So there's multiple options for them to be able to promote their creativity.
Wow, that's really neat.
Totally unique and innovative. And I think innovative things like this is what's really going to draw students to rent from these types of communities. And also too, for like traditional multifamily as well, there's a large drive now to promote other types of jobs that are out there. Yeah. So some multifamily apartments, they've got their spaces set up so that way you can actually appeal to the gig the the gig economy. So the gig economy is the new trend where people don't have a full-time job necessarily, but they've got gigs. Mm-hmm. And so they're setting up clubhouses so that you'll have workspaces, so that way if they want to kind of run their side job, they can actually do this in the clubhouse. So they'll have your traditional Wi-Fi, but you also may have large whiteboards that are interactive and have the ability to do a video conferencing and things like that. So it adds more appeal to the residents to live there, because you've got so many other opportunities that you can do at this clubhouse, just other than just watching TV and playing pool or printing off something from the business center computer.
So what have you found in when you've been talking with your clients regarding the general age range of a resident who would be interested in these amenities?
Well, if you're For the student housing side, obviously you're catering to the college students,
right.
You know, and I think the college students are looking for amenities that have the more of the fun appeal, and interactivity appeal, because that's what they grew up with, even creating a video game center so that way they can play, have video gaming parties if they want to, and stuff.
Well, the thing about it is the phenomena that occurs in this industry is, those students are going to leave college and they're going to go out and try to find a place to live. And I guess their expectation is they're going to want to have those same amenities mm-hmm. and other projects that are not student housing mm-hmm. related.
Absolutely. Yep.
So it's kind of important for property owners and management companies to take heed mm-hmm. of these technology developments, because it sounds like with that generation of people, they're going to have that expectation mm-hmm. when they move on. What have you found regarding the, in multifamily, the interest level amongst the owners and the property management companies as far as jumping on this bandwagon? Nobody likes change. Change is always something that's difficult for people. So this is a change. This is a change to, but of course I've seen a lot of change in the industry since I've been around. They used to have clubhouses where some properties were actually had a full service nightclub on the properties, and that changed. So now you're talking about, changing the exercise equipment to these more interactive things, and you're talking about the change of having these YouTube rooms. By the way, when you said YouTube room, I was thinking of a room to go watch YouTube. You're talking about
make a YouTube video,
yeah. which I think is a great amenity to have mm-hmm. on a property. What's your gut feeling as far as, or maybe you've already had some conversations with people about how accepting they'll be of this type of a change?
I think it depends on the owner. I think, and obviously it comes down to budget too. I mean, how much is this stuff going to cost to be able to do it? And that's obviously the most important question and the biggest question on their minds is, okay, is this going to cost a lot, and will it help me drive traffic and bring in more leases? And so that's the conversation that and again, it depends on the market you're going after too. Mm-hmm. if you look at what your competition is doing and you kind of see what they're offering, then yeah, some kind of amenity like this could be something that could set you apart, make you unique. And that's the thing that we really try to offer all of our clients is we want to give you something that's going to make you unique, that really makes you stand out with your competition, so that way you can be the leader in your market.
Well, and then I know one of the things that you had mentioned when we were talking about this episode was the smart visitors apartment, where they had a guest would come.
This is a trend that I've actually heard about that they're doing in some states, where they're actually creating a clubhouse where when they build a clubhouse, they actually build a guest room, so that way if you have parents visiting or family visiting, they can actually stay in one of the guest rooms that are built out of the clubhouse, and then you can build that out so it's got full smart amenities and all the bells and whistles that are in there as well. So again, just one of those little things that kind of helps you set you apart from your other competitors out there.
The other thing that we talked about is, And this is a big, topic that I see at conferences across the country. People are still debating this, is storage lockers. Mm-hmm. What have you found about that?
There's some places there's pushback, others they embrace it. I know from a leasing staff standpoint, they love the idea. Mm-hmm. Because I've had countless leasing staff tell me, yeah, we hate the fact that all the packages are delivered here. We have to deal with them on a regular basis, and it cuts into our time so we can focus on our jobs. And having a storage locker on premise really eases that burden from them, so that way the tenant can easily just go to the locker, type in the code, get their package out, and they're good to go. There's obviously a cost associated with it, but I think that if you build in the and there's different ways that you can do the storage lockers as far as the cost to the community. Generally, there's an extra added fee on everyone's rent. It mm-hmm. can be a couple bucks. And then usually the apartment actually gets a rebate from having that kind of a technology there. So it actually can be a cost, it could be a cost saver and also a revenue generator for the apartment community if they put it in there. But I think they're kind of afraid to have that conversation because they just see, oh, it's just going to be this massive extra cost, and the students are going to have to, the residents are going to have to pay more, and it's just not, doesn't make sense. But I think it's worthy to have that conversation with the company. And again, we can set you up with that, and if you are interested in doing that with a vendor, to be able to make that happen.
And I can tell you that I can remember when this really kind of hit the news several years ago with a Houston-based development company that has national properties across the nation. But it got to the point where it was too much of a burden on their team, on their on-site teams, to have to sign for, hold on, and distribute all mm-hmm. these packages, especially when it comes to the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, and that was probably 5 years ago mm-hmm. that I recall seeing that story. And since that time, you know, buying stuff on the internet, whether it's an Amazon, you know, purchase or other, other companies that sell on the internet, has become even more prevalent. Mm-hmm. So it's something that, you know, 10 years ago nobody even thought about,
yeah.
And now it's something that everybody's faced with. And as you said, you've got mixed reactions and some buy-in from people as far as what's the cost versus mm-hmm. the benefit. We're going to go ahead and close out this segment. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of trending amenities in multifamily and how to promote them. I am Paul Marks, and joining me in the studio is multifamily technology expert Travis Street, president and CEO of CTS Complete Technology Solutions. And just to full disclosure, we're really talking about technology amenities today. We've covered quite a few of them, stuff that is in development that's that Travis, you saw at the Consumer Electronics Show recently. And, I would imagine some pretty mind-blowing things when you think about a traditional apartment and the things that looks like are going to be coming down the road shortly for options for people. And then things that have been around a while but just have been developed. And a lot of these things we've discussed today have the ability to be obviously used in new development as well as retrofit into existing properties. And part of I guess the reason why you go to those shows and why you're always trying to be on the cutting edge of what's going on is because you have clients that need your help to implement things and are looking for new ideas and new ways to be more competitive, as well as new ways to be able to make their resident experience more enjoyable. And I think one of the things that we've discussed today too is that resident type is kind of changing. It's over the years. I mean, I'm from the baby boomer generation, and I'm technologically challenged when it comes to certain things. But obviously, the people that are, you mentioned student housing, the people that are in college today are very savvy when it comes to technology and have a high expectation. And if multifamily properties don't keep up with that, those desires and needs, they're going to be missing out. So as we said, change is not something that people are always comfortable with, but it doesn't hurt to do some investigation to kind of get a feel for what's on the horizon and then figure out if it makes sense for your property. And that's something that I know you help your clients with. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the implications of using this new technology or investigating it. What are some of the things that you're seeing with your client base?
Well, obviously the first thing is they want to know the cost. How much is it going to be to put these new technology amenities in place, whether it's in our clubhouse or if it's going to be in the apartments? And those are definitely valid questions. And that's why it's really good to kind of properly vet different vendors that provide these services to see what they're offering, because there really are so many choices now compared to a few years ago as far as the vendors are concerned for all of these types of technologies that they're offering. So we can help with that as far as looking at vetting the cost. Also, as a IT company, we are very passionate about security. And that's one of the things with any new technology that comes out, especially with IoT technologies, is that there's some vendors out there that it's not as secure as others, and some that's not secure at all. And that's something that's really that we have to take a look at, and that's something we talk with the owners about, is that whatever you put in place, we got to make sure that it's not going to get hacked. There was a story last year that I heard of a family in, I think, Seattle, that they had a Google home device, and they had their whole home completely set up with IoT, and someone hacked it, and they actually got into their lighting system and their security camera system, and they got into everything. And something like that could happen to an apartment community as well if you don't have the proper vendor and the proper technology in place that can lock this down so that way they are truly secure. So that's one of the things that we always want to take a look at to make sure that you're putting something in place that's going to be secure as well as cost effective.
Well, that really brings up an interesting point, because I would imagine that when one of the first things we talked about was this prototype kitchen cooktop that you had mentioned. And I would imagine that the typical supplier partner that an apartment management company or owner would go to get cooktops may carry that, but they may not really understand not only what it can do, but also how it kind of plays into the overall experience that the resident wants to have, and how to set it up properly, and how to protect from a security standpoint. So it would behoove, I would think, apartment owner, management company folks, when they're considering these things, you've got to really take more global look.
Absolutely, yeah.
At this, from the standpoint of how do I implement all these different things? Mm-hmm. You know, do I have everything I need from an internet standpoint to attach all these different devices and new technology mm-hmm. to it? And then how do I operate it from the standpoint of, you know, one thing we have in the apartment industry is we have turnover. Mm-hmm. So you know, you get it all set up. They've got usernames, passwords, you know, mm-hmm. to do what they want. That resident moves out. Now you've got to go back and reconfigure yeah. those things and so forth.
Exactly.
So there's got to be a lot of thought that goes into it. And mm-hmm. again, I know that's what one of the things that you provide. Mm-hmm. But cybersecurity, I know we've talked about that in the past, just in general, to protect the management company. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that, mm-hmm. that you're heavily involved in. But now when it comes to all these different items that are available that are going to be IoT mm-hmm. Devices, that's a major thing. Mm-hmm. And what kind of what do you see coming down the pike with that as far as with multifamily? Because I don't think most multifamily companies think in that. They think of cybersecurity. They don't want to get their leases hacked and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they think about what's going on inside of the apartment.
Oh, they don't. You know, I mean, they just see, and again, when you talk to a vendor, that's going to be the last conversation they're going to have with you is about security. And that's why that's the first question you should ask them.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, so how secure is your stuff? You know, and that's, again, that's what we can help out with, because we can ask the really hard questions that you probably wouldn't even think about asking, you know, just to make sure that your residents are truly going to be protected and secured if they go into a smart apartment, you know, knowing that their information is going to be safe and they're not going to be spied on or anything like that. So, and again, also too, when you choose a vendor, you have to figure out and decide how easy is it to manage from a user standpoint, because you don't want to pick a solution that all of a sudden it's going to fall on your leasing staff that they've got to manage it all themselves, because they don't want to deal with that, you know. So you got to try to find the right type of a solution that's going to be cost effective and also easy to manage and also secure.
Yeah. Now you had mentioned that you in fact have some YouTube videos mm-hmm. up.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about what you've got if someone wanted to go to look at it.
Yeah. So one of the things that I really promote with our clients is that, okay, so you have really cool technology at your clubhouse. Well, how do you promote that? And also, how do you get your current residents excited about that? And also, how do you get future prospects excited about it as well? So what we do is whenever we do any kind of like technology implementations, we actually create YouTube videos, and they're part instructional and they're part promotional, where we actually go in and we actually highlight, like, hey, this is the conference room that we have here in Big Rapids, Michigan at this community, and here's all the cool things you can do with it. And we walk through and we show them, like, hey, you can do this, you can do this, you can do that, or hey, here's our YouTube room. This is what you can do about this, you know, and you can do this, and again, it's a way to kind of drum up excitement about your amenities that you have, and you can use it for promotions as well. The other cool thing too is that we do this to also train the staff as well, so that way they're excited about it. Because if you've got a clubhouse that has all these amenities, but if your staff doesn't really know how to use it, they're not going to be trying to promote that when a resident comes in or a prospect comes in to sign a lease. They're just going to be shown, like, oh yeah, here's a clubhouse, that's it, you know. So by doing this, it gets the leasing staff excited about the technology as well, so that way they can promote it. And we do for example, with one of our clients, we had a Taco Friday where they had an event where they invited current residents and also prospects as well to come over and visit the clubhouse and just do a tour. And then we were there to actually provide actual like tours of the technology. Like, hey, here's this room. Let me show you this. And yeah, people were really excited about it.
So that leads into my next question, which is, let's talk about CTS, Complete Technology Solutions. In case someone is interested in getting in touch with you, they've got questions about the topics of the show, or if they've got mm-hmm. some questions about technology at their multifamily property, tell us a little bit about the things that you do, the type of clients that you have, where you, what your reach is as far as geographically, and how can someone get in touch with you?
Cool, awesome. Well, we work with multifamily and student housing, and we're national. We can work with any community throughout the country. And the first steps to get a hold of us is to just give us a call or shoot us an email. And what we like to do is we actually want to do a site assessment of your properties and actually see what you have. Because a lot of times owners don't really know what they actually have, what assets they have of their properties, and they don't know what technologies they have. Many times they've actually inherited those technologies from the previous owner, and they just kind of just roll with it. So what we want to do is actually give you a full outlook of what you actually have. We go on site, we actually review all your contracts, we look at what your current internet service is, we look at your if you've got any phone contracts, we look at your voice contracts, if you have any copier contracts, we check that out as well. And then we also offer you suggestions as far as ways to save on some of those agreements you have. And then also too, we give you a budget of what our managed services would be, because what our goal is that we want to be your technology partner. We want to make sure that you have all your technology covered from the corporate office to the leasing offices at every property, and also help manage your technology across the board.
And so what's the cost for that assessment?
Absolutely free.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah.
That's
can't be, all. Yeah. It's no risk to you. Just give us a call and we'll get it started. I mean, whether you have 5 properties or 50 properties or 100 properties, we can do the assessment and let you know what you have. And then we can work with you on putting together a budget for you.
Okay. And if someone wants to call you or email you, how do they reach you?
Well, our phone number is 888-255-9715, or they can just email us at info@ctsglobaltech.com, or visit our website at ctsglobaltech.com.
Wonderful. All right. Well, Travis, thank you so much for coming in. We would love to get you back when you find more of these technology ideas that are going to be coming out for multifamily. I mean, that's something that I think everybody needs to be aware of and to be thinking about, because as we said, the older generations, you know, are moving on, and the newer generations who expect all this need to have it, and multifamily properties need to be up to date on this type of stuff. So anyway, thank you so much for listening to Multifamily Matters today. We'll be back next Saturday with another great episode. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.